I'd like to welcome everyone out to this special meeting of the Commissioners Court. This is November the 19th, 2012, and it is 10 a.m. We'll begin this morning. I will give an invocation, and then after that, we'll stand for our pledges. Our kind Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this opportunity that we have to be here today. We're thankful for the opportunity we have to serve and for this wonderful county and state and country that we live in. We're thankful for your Son, Jesus Christ, and his atoning sacrifice that he made for us. We pray today that your Spirit will guide us and that we will be led in the direction we should to make those decisions that are best for Upshur County. And we ask for these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Mr. Miles, did you want to discuss anything with the court?
It's that time already? Okay. Oh, thank you, Your Honor. On the agenda item, since Upshur County is on a save money kick now, why don't we just appoint someone that's already working in the job to finish out the year and just be concerned about hiring somebody for Eric Shaw on next year. We should have lean people that's capable of doing the job without having to spend extra money to appoint somebody for the next 3 months.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Miles, and I tend to agree with you, and we'll get into that in just a minute here. Item three is to discuss and take action to accept the resignation of the Upshur County Road Engineer. And Eric's here. I have a copy of his letter for the record. And Eric, is tomorrow's going to be your last day?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Move to accept the letter of resignation from the road engineer.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to accept Mr. Fisher's resignation letter. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's accepted. And thank you, Eric, for the work you've done over the last 2 years or so. Item four is discuss and take action regarding road and bridge engineer administrator position, including accepting applications for the position and providing for temporary administration of the road and bridge department. I have advertised for this on, I guess, 5 different occasions over the past 10 years. So what I'm going to suggest is that we, y'all give me the permission to advertise for it. There's some websites out there like called engineering.com and engineers.net, and you can post specifically for engineers, and they're not terribly expensive. I think they're about $60 for a 60-day posting. So if y'all give me permission to spend, $300 or $400, just let me hit my discretion or whatever.
What is the time frame we have to advertise? Or the length of time?
There's not any.
Not 30-day either?
No.
Okay.
But I did note that, I mean, most of those sites allow you to post for, your post to be up there for 60 days. So I would suggest that we advertise and then make the resumes need to be in by the middle of January. Okay. What we can do at that point is, as I get the resumes in, I can distribute that to you gentlemen. And you can see those, review those, and then you can tell me individually, like Commissioner Heffner, if there was one you specifically wanted to interview, you just tell me that, and then I would make sure we could get that person here and probably the end of January meeting.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we could have a meeting in between.
Or if we needed to have a meeting in between, we could do that.
When is the VG Young, these
Any of y'all signed up for it?
February.
Okay.
I think the court, they need to look at the position that two members of the court won't be here after January the 1st, after like December 31st. So I really don't see any need in possibly, I guess we could advertise, but interviews shouldn't take place if the court's not going to hire until after the first year, until after January the 1st when the other two new members are on the court.
I agree.
And Nick, what you're saying, that we can interview between the 15th and the 30th?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Mr. Fowler, can I speak? I came here today to give you a resume to the plan and whatever you may need. I spent approximately 15 years working in Dallas. I've done anything from my employee to be a mechanic, to be a supervisor, to be assistant road superintendent, to whatever you need.
Are you Mr. McElhaney?
Matt Burr.
Okay. If you will just get a resume together and submit that to my office.
Yeah, I think they're talking about him. Yeah. We haven't made a decision on that yet.
Yeah, we'll talk about interim here in just a minute. So, do y'all...
So, you need a motion to allow you to spend up to so much money to advertise for?
I'm just not sure how much it's going to take. I'll just tell you I won't spend more than.
Are you going to put a hire date? I mean, I know it's going to be difficult because you've got two people that you're going to have to be dealing with that's not going to be here. But would you put a February 15th hire date? I mean, it needs to be an advertisement, doesn't it?
Yeah. End of January, I think.
End of January?
February 1.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell them that we need applications and resumes by...
January 15th?
January 15th.
January 14th.
Yeah.
Is that what y'all want to do?
14th.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and then you would open up the resumes or applications
on the 15th.
Day on the 5th. On the
well, 15th. There, because it's not a bidding process. I will have those open, and I will just as I get them in, right. I'll hand them out. Everybody will be able to see them as I get them.
But there has to be an end date to it.
But we need to put an end date to it. So, and we do have 60 days on most of those sites that the ad will stay up. So. We could say, you know, January 14th is fine. I mean,
well,
all right, we need a motion. Okay, then after you receive that application, you said the hire date would be 30 days later?
No.
15
days later. After resume.
The end of January.
The hire date would be February 1st.
Yeah. And if we want to conduct interviews, we can have a special meeting.
Mm-hmm. And conduct those interviews in between there?
Yeah. I move that we allow Judge Fowler to advertise for road engineer / administrator not to exceed $500 with all applications being in by January 14th.
Okay.
Second.
The motion is by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Heffner. Those in favor?
Aye.
All right, we will do that. Now, Mr.
Did I need to put an effective date on that? Employment. Okay.
Mr. Miles, I think, had a good point. We've got to provide for the next 2.5 months for something to be done out in Roden Bridge. And the code Transportation Code says a commissioner's court may designate a qualified administrative officer to perform the county road engineer's duties during any period in which the county road engineer is absent or unable to perform those duties. I'm just going to put this out there and see what y'all think. I've spoken to Lisa Tefteller, who is the administrative assistant out there. I believe that Lisa, we could designate Lisa as the temporary administrator, and the foreman could continue to do their jobs out on the roads, taking care of the roads. And if we needed to give Lisa a limit as to how much she could spend without the court's approval or a designated member of the court, we could do that, or we could, whatever y'all think. And I'm just beginning the discussion, so.
I spoke with Eric this morning in my office for just a few minutes or whatever, and he said, basically they've got a work agenda that will not incur any actual spending or whatever. It's just putting in the culverts that have already been bought and doing the regular maintenance on the roads that he anticipated, paid to do himself this fall or whatever. So, we can put a limit on our spending, but according to what his guidelines or whatever, everything's pretty well mapped out. Eric, is that the way I read you this morning?
Yes, we've already planned actions to get through the winter. That include chipping, cleaning out ditches, installing culverts. We haven't stopped. That have been bought for large culvert installations, including tree trimming crews. The men are already prepared for emergency response as far as trees getting blown over come winter, which will occur. One option I want you to also consider is more or less my currently foreman, Danny Thompson. He's one I put in charge when I'm out. If I'm on vacation or at a conference. All the four foremen and even all my men understand what the plan procedure was to get through the winter. Everybody's aware of our financial crisis. I don't currently have, I would say, a clear picture of the financial situation, but we're working on a limited spending operation at the moment. Lisa's aware of that. Everyone else is aware of that. So we're basically doing state inspections as required, any minor repairs needed to meet inspection, or any, I'm going to call it minor repairs, that can get piece of equipment back in operation. So we're working on a limited spending operation at the moment. I'm not saying you couldn't put a limit. If you have a good understanding of what that limit might be. But like I say, we're aware of the financial crisis and we're working around it today. And everybody's on the same page.
Okay.
Judge, I kind of, I agree with you. That was the intention I had this morning, was to put this, put Lisa's name out there as the interim at this point in time, so we can keep all four of the foremen out in the field to oversee their crews or whatever. So, I think that Lisa could do the job.
The only thing we've got is just routine maintenance is all we're on right now. No new construction or, okay.
So, actually, if we had to pick a time of year for the engineer to leave, this is probably the best time, right, Eric?
That's true.
During the holiday season and, okay.
So you're going to put her, basically, she's going to be in charge of personnel and keeping everybody in line and everything.
She'd be the temporary administrator.
And Danny would be second command.
Well, no.
That's up to her.
That's up to her.
That's right.
That's up to her.
That's right.
Mr. Stanley.
Judge, I'd just like to say one thing. I think that y'all missing the big picture on this is y'all fixing to put a person, y'all talking about Lisa, the responsibility that she's going to be under, that she's going to be required by law. If anything happens out there on those roads, she don't know what to do. Somebody's going to be held liable. Are y'all going to hold her liable, or one of y'all going to be liable for what she does or what? I mean, the wintertime is, I came in this office, I did in 1990. That was the worst winter we've had. I'm talking about mercy at the mercy. Somebody's going to make those decisions. Somebody's going to be responsible for them. Are y'all going to lay all that on top of her? I know she don't know what all y'all know. There's a lot of things that happens. Neither one of y'all has worked a road crew. You have been out there on the roads. You don't know what all the responsibility that you're responsible for. You're putting her in. The foreman's not going to be responsible. Whoever y'all name is the administrator of this deal is going to have all the responsibilities that go with it.
I think that if something major does take place, whether it's storms, floods, who knows what, then the person that's in charge has to be able to give the order of what to do and how to do it. And if she turns around to the foreman and says, well, how do you want to do it? I like Lisa, and I just think that that's not, I don't think that's what we should do. I think
that's
we should put someone in charge that's
responsible for.
Let's say we have a major ice storm, so y'all got X amount of trees if you did. These trees gonna fall, they get loaded up.
We've got so many trees in the ditches now that.
You're gonna have to clean that.
Well, I gotta say, Lisa's been working that department, in that department for several years. She's seen the activity that goes on out there and how the road engineer or the administrator at those particular times handled the situation. I'm sure there was a learning curve there that she knows enough about that she can get us through this crisis.
Glenn?
This ball is back to the four commissioners. Y'all overrode the bridge. Why can't y'all take the responsibility of seeing that the farmers do their jobs? Just let them run free.
Because we can't tell them, the statute's specific about, we can't give them orders of what to do. The only person we can tell what to do is the engineer administrator. We can't tell the foremen what to do. And so with that thinking, that's just, I mean, it's just, we just don't have that ability. I mean, you've been here, you know we can't give direct orders to those foremen. And that's.
That's what I was sort of alluding back, but it changed from the commissioner taking care of the roads like that. When I was there, the responsibility all landed on my shoulder. But when it changed from the road system, precinct system to the unit system, the responsibility went to whoever y'all put in place. Y'all must be responsible for anything that he calls it financial wise.
Right.
But he's the one that's gonna be talking a little when it comes down to it.
And Eric, who did you say you usually appoint?
Danny Thompson.
Okay. So that's an option too. I will say this, that if we had an emergency where public safety was an issue, we can all be here with a
3-hour notice.
3-hour notice for an emergency meeting if we have to do that.
Co-administrators.
Ain't no such thing. It's administrator.
I need one person in charge.
To everybody.
Yes, sir.
I didn't grow up here. I don't live here. I have no reason to like favoritism with anybody. I'm gonna only accept as an interim. I'm not here to pay for a job or anything. I am qualified.
Mr. Miles.
Yes, Your Honor. I've heard all the comments. If you're going to appoint a temporary administrator, you got to be careful that person don't come in and get the job experience. It'll be over everybody else when they apply for the job.
Well, Mr. Miles, I hear what you're saying, but we're looking for the best person we can get at an end.
You can't get the best person within a couple of hours.
I understand. I agree with that, but well, okay.
Does anybody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we appoint Ms. Lisa Tefteller as the interim road and bridge administrator.
Is there a second?
What do you think about liability? I don't see that we'd be hurt there.
No, we'll be fine. It will be.
And we're talking for 45 days. Actually, how many working days?
10 weeks.
10 weeks.
50 days. 45, 50 days. I'm just wondering if Danny might not ought to do it. is my only question.
Well, if Danny, if he does it or whatever, he's going to be looking at the whole, you know, the other three precincts too, whatever. Which takes the focus off his precinct out there. Where if you put Lisa in there, you know, there's a working relationship between the foreman, the secretary, and the road engineer at this time. We just lose the position of the road engineer, and the relationship between the foreman and the secretary is still there from the position that, you know, she's there. I know that Danny, you say, is running the show, but I know that she fields the calls and takes care of everything out there. Well, I mean, she's basically your right-hand man, even when you're in the office out there.
Eric, I don't want to put you on the spot, but you have any input?
I don't have any opposition to Lisa's qualifications, but I do feel as far as hands-on experience, you know, Danny would be slightly more qualified because he is in the field. He understands the procedure.
Okay.
Them two will work very close together. I mean, you're exactly right.
Either way you do it, they're going to.
Lisa takes all the calls, and she does a lot of dispatching, whatever area it is in the county. Donald, please go look at this issue I got a call on.
I understand. He basically said, I'll be happy to do it temporarily.
Temporarily.
But she's going to have to be standing next to me. Basically.
I mean, he don't understand the computer system.
Okay.
She's a computer system. She's a phone
contact. Okay. Thank you, Eric. So is there going to be any second to Commissioner Crittenden's motion? All right. That will fail for lack of a second. Yes, sir, Mr. Collin.
I was just wondering, the person, if there's somebody in Road and Bridge that you designate this authority to, are you going to increase their salary to compensate for that extra work that they have to responsibility that they have to do?
Well, there hasn't been any discussion about that, so I don't think so. Is there another motion?
So, I want to put a thought in your head, and Danny Thompson's a great guy. I'm not against Danny either, but we've got to be careful that the person that we hire is not threatened by Danny's leadership, and then Danny gets the axe when he gets hired also. I know Danny. I don't. Yeah. I'm just.
There's a.
It's not. It's not with Danny. It's with the new person that y'all hire.
Yeah.
It's certainly not with Danny. I agree.
Yeah.
But will the new person feel that way? Mm-hmm. I just think we need an outside person to lead Road and Bridge. I think there's too many dollars at stake for salaries to not have someone with more administrative skills, and that may not be the right word to use, but
look, that's a good point that you've made, Warren. I don't think that anybody that applied for the job and got it would feel threatened from Lisa if she was doing the job.
You're right, but then we go back to the thing that the person that we put in charge, that's not who he chose to put in charge when he left. He chose to put Danny in charge. So that by itself, and I like Lisa. I'm this is not about Lisa. This is about the Road and Bridge and what's the what I think is the best leadership that we can put in the place.
And I do respect the recommendation from the engineer. But once again, like I say, you know, if we look at putting her in there, then you know, the thought of the threat bit like being there is irrelevant. It's not even in the picture then, because she's going to step back to doing or continue doing her secretary position out there as well as being the administrator from that position. And I just
And then we're going to experience that. And I'm judging by the judge's comment, we're going to expect that person to do it with no additional compensation?
Well, we haven't discussed that.
Oh, well, I'm just asking.
But
do we have a, do we have a consensus on that?
But if that is the case or whatever, and Lisa, I mean, we do include the, we compensate her from the position of road administrator. She's not going to be drawing the salary of the secretary out there at that point in time. Whereas if we do somebody outside, we're going to have that additional expense, which Mr. Miles had brought to the court's attention, that if we, you know, we need to consider the financial, you know, situation the county's in. And if we can appoint from within for a period of approximately 45 days, it's going to be to our benefit.
Once she raised that last week.
Yes, sir.
It's always been my understanding, once you raise a man's salary, no longer can lower that man's salary. He can be demoted, but you can't lower his wages. You can fire him and retire him, yes, but you can't lower his wages once he's been raised.
Glenn?
Y'all going to have the extra money when Eric's gone, going to have his extra money.
It's not.
And I mean, you can see like what you could get for lesser money just for a temporary.
Right.
Man, you don't have the money.
It's not going to cost us anything. It's not going to cost us anything to replace the engineer. It's just going to keep going just like it was.
Judge, I'd like to say too, I'd like to read one symbol to go. What really is going to cost you to have somebody out there that knows what they're doing and step through the front door is going to mean a lot to y'all. It's going to mean the difference, sometimes the difference between a $1 million lawsuit that the county is going to defend itself again. Putting somebody out there that don't know. That's what I'm trying to do. My interest is the best for the county. I spent 12 years up here, and everything I did, I tried to do what I thought was right for the county. And I mean, I don't see, I mean, I know Daniel and Lisa both, but I just don't see them having the knowledge that Eric has. And I don't know how much knowledge he's got, but I do know what happens during these storms and when something happens, it costs the county, it costs every taxpayer sitting in here, including y'all, and all of them out of the county. And I know they don't want to see that.
Okay.
I know you don't want to see it. I mean, that's the point I'm trying to iterate this whole deal.
All right. Thank you, Tommy.
You want to go outside?
I don't have that. I don't have someone in mind. Well, you know, that's what right. we're gonna have to decide that.
If we won't do, we want to go out and advertise.
Well, but
for
we're just looking at culvert installation.
It's 45 days.
Why can't I know? I lean in towards letting Danny do it. But
me too.
There's not going to be hardly any
Lisa,
money spent.
And we keep looking for an interim. That work?
If you're going to do that, I'm more comfortable doing what Eric said, appoint Danny, and then if you want to keep looking.
Oh, okay.
As short term as it is, we can do it.
And they're going to work so close together, it really doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
You talking about Danny?
Either one, I'm going to tell you, either one, Lisa or Danny, either one can handle it. They're going to work close together. Danny knows what happens during a storm. He's been there long enough for me. He should have been now. Lisa knows what happens on the computer. You know, you've got a team there.
Is that a motion?
To do what?
What your name was?
To appoint Danny Thompson.
Your Honor.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I've heard all of the comments here, but are you all saying that it takes a college-educated professional to monitor cleaning out a ditch for 45 days?
No.
The county engineer have already said there's nothing major going on for the next couple of months.
Not for interim, Mr. Miles. Now, the Texas legislature has said, once you have a unit road system, you've got to hire an engineer if you have one that applies. If you can't hire an engineer, then you can hire an administrator. But we'll deal with that in January.
I'll move to appoint Danny Thompson as temporary road administrator.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, second by Commissioner Spencer, is to appoint Danny Thompson as the interim administrator for Road and Bridge. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
I'll vote aye.
You vote aye. It's 3-1. Now, I just said that the code requires that the person we hire in January be an engineer. But don't let that discourage any of you from applying that are here today, because in times past, we haven't had a qualified engineer that applied, and so we had to look for an administrator. So I hope that everyone that's interested will apply. We're going to follow the law, and if we have a qualified engineer, we'll hire an engineer. Other than that, I hope everyone takes the time to apply. Item 5 on the agenda is the court will go into executive session as authorized by Vernon's Texas Code's annotated 551.074A1 to discuss personnel matters. This has to do with building maintenance. Mr. Daniels, if you'll visit with us in the back room. All right, this time the court will be back in session and we will resume court under item 6. Court will reconvene into open session and take any action necessary concerning personnel matters. Any motions on personnel?
Well, you just make the motion, or do we
make it any motion you want to?
Discuss it. You can make a motion.
We can discuss it.
It was your item on here, wasn't it?
Well, I don't think it's really anybody's item, is it?
No. Had more knowledge of it, more information.
Yeah. How much discussion needs to take place?
Just, you can be as open as you want to. It doesn't, if you want to explain why, that's up to you.
Well, this is probably the hardest decision I've ever had to make since I've been here. And I thank the world of you, Charlie. And but due to the circumstances, I will move to terminate Charlie Daniels' employment.
Is there a second?
Under the circumstances, I think I have to second the motion.
Motion is by Commissioner Heffner, and it's seconded by Commissioner Spencer to terminate Mr. Charles Daniels. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 Those opposed?
I'm going to abstain from this one.
It's 3-0. Under that same item, we need to take some action to, I guess, appoint someone temporarily to take care of maintenance.
I think we need to.
What?
I don't know. I need to look into it more before I decide which one I might want for sure. If we're going to just move someone up, or
I think we need to establish a termination date first.
When does the pay period end?
Under the
ah.
I took the motions today.
I mean, under the circumstances, I think it's immediate.
Yeah. Will they finish out the day?
At 1:30.
It's 12 o'clock.
If it's prorated, I have to know what time it will day.
You can, if it's okay with the court, you can pay them through the rest of the day.
Okay. If you state so, we will. You'll have a 2-week lag and plus whatever time he's gone.
Could you and Commissioner Hanford go down there with him?
Just either that or let them do it.
What we'll do is we'll get all the time, have the judge sign off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Can we, do y'all want to appoint Tim Saxon to temporarily do the job and let me do some advertising?
Yes.
You need a motion?
Yeah.
Okay. Move to make Tim Saxon temporary head of maintenance.
Second.
The motion second is to name Tim Saxon as temporary head of maintenance. Those in favor?
Aye.
Did you vote?
Yes, aye.
I'm not voting.
It passes 3-0. How long do y'all want to advertise for?
Is there any
holidays? So 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 2 weeks.
Well, once again, this court's in the dilemma that.
The new court needs to hire the new person. I mean, that's my opinion. We don't need to hire.
My question is, can we get the work done between now and then?
So we have to advertise, I guess, for 30 days and then set a hire date for after the first of the year. The interview date and hire date after the first of the year.
Okay. I'll take applications through, let's say January the 5th, how about that? And then on the 15th, we can discuss it.
How much on what would happen? If we moved Tim there, he couldn't hire somebody to work under him?
Mm-hmm. Well, he's just temporary. We need to decide if we're going to appoint him.
You just did put him in charge, and so that gives him the right to hire somebody to replace, to fill his place. I mean, I would think. I mean, the work has to go on.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't shut down building maintenance.
Well, but if we don't hire him, then he's going to have to fire somebody.
But we just did.
If he has to hire somebody for
it. He's going to have to hire somebody on a short-term basis.
Okay.
Just letting it be understood when he hires him that it's just right now.
I mean, did y'all want to take applications?
Yeah, we can take applications now.
I don't find anybody.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know how I
should. All right. January 5th, okay?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You need a motion to that effect?
Hey, we're going to let Tim Morris take care of keys. Can we do that? Or who did you say suggested?
That's who I'd suggest. I mean, I don't know. That might look. I don't know.
Okay.
If y'all want me to, I don't mind.
Would you mind?
I don't mind at all.
All right.
I don't.
Yeah, I need a motion and a second for January the 5th to be the end of the application period.
January 5th is the end of application period for maintenance.
Second.
The motion is by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Hefner. Those in favor?
Aye.
All right. We'll take applications until January the 5th. Anything else?
Mm-hmm. Did y'all decide on what you were, is Danny Thompson making the same salary as he's making now, or I need to know because of payroll?
Same salary.
Okay.
And Tim too, isn't that right?
And Tim too.
Yep. Tim too.
Mm-hmm. Has anybody asked him?
No. If he doesn't take it, I don't know what we'll do.
We'll have another meeting.
Okay.
Any other business?
Move to adjourn.
Those in favor?
Second.
Second.
We're adjourned.